from WYPR and PRX, it's Out of the Blocks. I'm Aaron Henkin.
I'm Wendell Patrick. And you know, this pandemic's been a tough time for musicians.
Yeah, clubs are closed, gigs are canceled. But the folks at Baltimore's arts organization, the Creative Alliance, they had this light bulb moment.
They thought, these musicians that we usually book on our stages, what if we start booking them instead on stoops and corners and porches?
Right, they'd be outdoors, the crowds would be small, just the neighbors on the block, people would be masked up and socially distanced.
But it would be a little moment of community, and it would give these musicians some work.
They called the series Sidewalk Serenades, and you know what? It was a beautiful thing. It created some little moments of genuine, spontaneous joy during a really dark time.
Yeah, so the season's done now. The weather's gotten too cold for outdoor shows. But before it ended, Out of the Blocks decided to book some of these sidewalk serenades on different blocks around the city. And we recorded them for you.
Live jazz, hip-hop, folk, and Americana music on front lawns and front porches around Baltimore. Straight ahead on Out of the Blocks. All right, Wendell Patrick, we're going to mask up, hit the road. We're going to cruise around Baltimore this episode to check out some outdoor, socially distanced sidewalk serenades. Where are we headed first?
We are headed to southeast Baltimore to a little residential neighborhood called Eastwood, down past Highlandtown and Bayview to the 6800 block of Conley Street.
Yeah, I had never actually seen this neighborhood before. Had you been out that way?
Close to it, but never actually on this block.
Yeah, it's a cool area of town. This was a neat block. Conley Street has these red brick row houses going up both sides of the road.
Yeah, and we were there right after a rain shower. And the little postage stamp lawns were all really green. And the street sloped up this hill, and at the top of the hill, there's a huge water tower kind of overlooking the whole neighborhood.
So we booked a jazz combo to play on a front porch of one of these row houses, a great young trumpeter named Brandon Woody and his band Upendo.
A couple of neighbors posted up on the lawn in folding chairs, but the music ran out up and down the whole block. And once these guys got rolling, a bunch of the other neighbors started poking their heads out and came out on their own porches to take in the show.
Hey, how you doing? This is Brandon Woody. And the type of music I make is it's black music. It's music that sounds like where I grew up, my surroundings, my friends, and my family. So there's not really a specific genre, but the music definitely is black music. Yep. My music teacher, Mr. Freeman, Leafwalk Elementary, he said the only instruments we have are saxophone and trumpet. So I picked the trumpet because it seemed easier. It was so hard. I couldn't get a sound out of it for like 2 weeks. I finally got a sound out of it, and I fell in love with it. It was kind of like I had my own voice with the instrument. You know, me, Troy, Charles, Josh, Imani, Lima, we was pretty much playing every day or every 2 days gigging. So, you know, once the pandemic hit, I think we've all gotten time to be more intentional about our futures. This quarantine was really needed for me, honestly. Oftentimes we play every day, we don't get the chance to really take in, like, dang, like, what did I just do today? I might have just changed someone's whole day. I might have just changed someone's life with the music that we are making. But I feel like we are more in the present now than ever.
Trumpeter Brandon Woody and his band Upendo playing a sidewalk serenade on the 6800 block of Conley Street in Baltimore's Eastwood neighborhood. So, Wendell, where are we headed next?
All right, we're going to go from southeast Baltimore to northeast Baltimore now to the Hamilton neighborhood. just up Harford Road near the line with Baltimore County. Great community, big old houses with nice front yards, lots of kids and young families in this neighborhood. And this is where we booked a front yard sidewalk serenade on the 3200 block of Evergreen Avenue.
Right. This is a solo act, a tall, bearded troubadour who's got a very well-worn acoustic guitar he brings everywhere with him. He is a folk and Americana musician, very well-loved all around town, by the name of Caleb Stein.
My name's Caleb Stein. I'm a Baltimore resident and a singer, songwriter, artist.
Well, the canary in the coal mine has been singing for a long time. Yeah, we all know the tune. I think we learned it too soon. And the condition of the white light is getting dimmer in the dark night. Still, you know it when you see it, when you're walking down the street. I wanna bless you with a big love, smiling all around you, the true expression of your heart, finally found you. Never bought, never sold, like a wild animal with spears and ropes in your side, you press on. Through the mountains and the high plains, taking shelter from the hard rain, running mainly at night to keep your beauty out of sight. Still you're working on the regular in this flesh and bones you were thrown, where you smile through your teeth to hide your secret belief that there really is some high king watching over everything. So if he's traveled for years in celestial speed.
How has the pandemic changed me and the way I think about music and feel music? I think the pandemic has just strengthened my belief that music is a sacred human fundamental right, and it's something that happens when you get people together. I just feel very lucky, and I feel very supported by my community. It's been an amazing season because a lot of people have reached out and created opportunities for musicians and for me. And I don't know that that's happening everywhere around the world. I hope it is, but it's proof positive for me of what a special place Baltimore is and what an amazing community we're all part of.
I wanna bless you with a big love, smiling all around you, the true expression of your heart, finally found you. Never bought, never sold, like a wild animal with spears and ropes in your side, you press on.
Caleb Stein, playing a sidewalk serenade on the 3200 block of Evergreen Avenue in Northeast Baltimore's Hamilton neighborhood.
All right, so we're headed across town now to Baltimore's Reservoir Hill neighborhood for a sidewalk serenade in Madison and Whitelock Park. The clouds, I remember, they parted just in time for this one, weather-wise. And it ended up being a beautiful little socially distanced get-together for the neighbors.
The featured act, a folk duo and married couple named Dan and Claudia Zanes, who live in the neighborhood themselves.
Oh, this little light of mine.
Put your hands together.
I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine. I'm gonna let it shine.
It's social music, you know. People sing along, and it's sort of, I guess, modern folk music in a way.
The people's music. It's really about getting folks singing, getting people active, and just feeling good. We need that in these times, so we're here to spread whatever love and joy we can through music.
I'm gonna let it shine, 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 let it shine.
came from Brooklyn, New York, and we were thinking about getting out of Brooklyn, and we were just thinking, you know, Maryland seemed to be a state where black folks were doing well, and so we, you know, that attracted us to Maryland as a state. And then someone said, you know, take a look at Baltimore, and you know, we'd heard the same things everybody else heard about Baltimore, you know, and it's not always a positive message out in the world. But we came last summer for the first time and immediately fell in love with the city. You know, we appreciate how welcoming everybody was for us, and, you know, showing up as an interracial couple, you know, that's not always a guarantee. And, you know, Baltimore just feels like it's the right place for us, and that's because of the people here, and, you know, the artists, the activists, the spiritual leaders. You know, it feels like it's a unique city in America right now, and feels like this is where solutions will be coming out of Baltimore.
We're happy to be a part of it. We're happy to be here.
I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, 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 let it shine. Let it shine, 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 let it shine. Let it shine, 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 let it shine. Thank you all.
All right. Sound good. Dan and Claudia Zanes playing a sidewalk serenade at Madison and Whitelock Park in Baltimore's Reservoir Hill neighborhood.
Okay, so far we've been to Eastwood, Hamilton, and Reservoir Hill. And next up we head to West Baltimore's Upton neighborhood, specifically to an outdoor lot on the 1900 block of Pennsylvania Avenue. This is a great block. We actually did an episode of Out of the Blocks on this block a few years ago. The Harris Marcus Center is on this block, and Upton Boxing Center. Lots of deep music history on this block, too.
So out on this lot in Upton, some neighbors gathered around to hear a fantastic young singer-songwriter by the name of Zadia. She had a live band with her. They were plugged into a little PA system, and Zadia definitely gave everyone within earshot a dose of inspiration.
Just in case you feel like giving up, keep looking up, baby, in time we'll all be free.
My name is Zadia, I'm a singer, songwriter.
Just in case you feel like you're alone, keep pushing on, baby, realize that you got me.
I sing songs of soul, songs that you can feel. I'm from West Baltimore, a lot of my music is rooted in West Baltimore. This Pennsylvania Avenue, this block, this street alone is like very historical. Like, I'm glad that they are reclaiming it as a Black Arts District.
Oh, just in case you feel like giving up, keep looking up, baby, in town we'll all be free.
Just in case you feel like giving up, keep looking up, baby, in time we'll all be free. Just in case you feel like you're alone, keep pushing on, realize that you've got me. To me, like, those words, it's like a conversation with God, you know, a conversation with myself, a conversation with my friends and my family, a conversation with my community, a conversation with my culture. It's just like a chant.
Already, y'all got an A. What else is? Just in case you feel like giving up, keep looking up, baby. In time, we'll all be free. Sing it with me now. Just in case you feel like you're alone, keep pushing on, baby. Realize that you got me.
The more you listen to it, the better you feel. Like, it's healing almost. And I feel like that's, in general, that's kind of like what my music, my purpose is in music, to, like, you know, offer some sort of like healing for myself and for my community, really.
Pushing on, baby, realize that you got me. One more time, like, just in case you feel like giving up, keep looking up, baby, in time we'll all be free.
Do you have any words you want to share with the rest of the city right now at this moment?
Just in case you feel like giving up, keep looking up, baby, in time we'll all be free. Just in case you feel like you're alone, keep pushing on, baby, realize that you've got me.
Singer-songwriter Zadia recorded at a sidewalk serenade on the 1900 block of Pennsylvania Avenue in West Baltimore's Upton neighborhood.
That is going to wrap things up for this episode of Out of the Blocks, an original production of WYPR and PRX.
Special thanks this episode to the Creative Alliance and musicians Brandon Woody and Upendo, Caleb Stein, Dan and Claudia Zanes, and Zadia.
I'm Aaron Henkin. I produce Out of the Blocks along with Wendell Patrick, and I should say you can see some great photos that Wendell took of the sidewalk serenades at wypr.org/out of the blocks.
That's also where you can check out our complete archive of episodes from around Baltimore and across the country.
So stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll get back with you again soon.
Thanks for listening.
Out of the Blocks is supported by PRX and produced with grant funding from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the National Endowment for the Arts, Patricia and Mark Joseph Shelter Foundation, Inc., the William G. Baker Jr. Memorial Fund, creator of the Baker Artist Portfolios, online at bakerartist.org, and the Maryland State Arts Council at msac.org.
Support for this podcast comes from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
From PRX.